Well, we're staying in Cork and going there next because a fishermen's protest, as we've been hearing, is taking place there this morning. We can join our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal.
Good morning, Audrey. And we are in Cork Harbour. We're approaching, we have passed Passage West and we are approaching Blackrock Castle. And there is a flotilla of more than 50 fishing trawlers behind me here. I'm on board the Ronan Ross. It's a 37 metre trawler which fishes for tuna, mackerel and herring, and its owner, skipper John D. O'Sullivan from Castletown Bear, is one of my guests this morning. Also with us is Dina Busher from Kilmore Quay in County Wexford. Dina's trawler, the Ellie Ove, sank just over a month ago at the mouth of Kenmare Bay. And finally with me is Joe McGuinness from Castletown Bear, skipper of Blue Horizon, a 22 metre freezer trawler which fishes for whitefish and prawns on the Porcupine Bank. It's beautiful sunshine here this morning, but we're not here to enjoy the sunshine. We're here for a protest. Joe McGuinness, what are you protesting about? What are your problems?
Our main problem is lack of quota. We're not getting the quota in this country that we should be getting, considering the amount of area of fishing ground that we have. And it's very frustrating when you see French and Spanish vessels fishing beside you that have 10 times the quota you have, that should by right be ours. And it's terribly frustrating.
But these problems are long-standing. Have they become worse in recent times?
Without a doubt. Every year the quota is cut. Last 10 years it's just come down every year, and they're saying it's scientific, but there seems to be more fish now off the coast than ever there was, but we're just not allowed to catch it. We get a monthly quota which it's not enough to keep boats viable, so we're struggling. We're really struggling.
Dina Busher, I was saying your trawler sank at the mouth of Kenmare Bay just over a month ago. Describe your situation to me now.
We're still in trouble. We still owe money. I can't help but think that if we were a Spanish or French registered trawler, that we wouldn't have been in as much debt as we are now, because we would have had plenty of quota and any debts that we had would have been cleared. My family, we're struggling, and we're so sad to see our trawler gone. Standing here today and watching all the trawlers behind the Ronan Ross, we're proud to see it, but I still feel that sadness, and I really miss her.
Is there a future for you in this industry?
I don't see how there can be. I don't see how I could possibly go to the bank in the morning and ask for a loan to buy another trawler. Not with the way things are. It's just the government really has to do something for our fishermen, support us, give us the quota that we need to survive. They talk about the fish being endangered, but really it's the fishermen that are the endangered species here in Ireland.
John D. O'Sullivan, can you describe your situation to me and the problems that you're experiencing?
Well, we have a 37 metre vessel that fishes purely for pelagic fishing. We're finding it very hard in the last 10 years. The horse mackerel quota has gone down. And with Brexit now, we have lost over 110,000 worth of quota, which is a major loss to our fishing vessel and to all the vessels that are the fishing that fish mackerel, the 50 vessels that fish mackerel off our coast. It's terrible now to lose such quota to the UK, because before this, the UK had 40% of the fish in its own waters. The EU came along and gave 42 million out of Ireland's turnover of Ireland's fishing industry to the UK, 42 million out of coastal communities in Ireland, to give to the UK, which they now have 75% of the fish in their own waters, while Ireland have only 15%. We are only allowed to catch 1.5 fish out of every 10 in our waters.
The industry has contributed to its own problems.
The industry looks after itself. We have to look after the fish. We have to look after the stocks. We want to make sure that there's fish stocks there for future generations.
Unfortunately, time is against us. We are steaming to the docks in Cork City Centre, where a rally will take place later, and a letter with the fishermen's demands will be delivered to the office of the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. But for now, from Cork Harbour, as we approach the city's docks, it's back to you in Dublin.
Pascal, thank you very much. Pascal Sheehy, live there in Cork.